Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of my podcast. Thank you so much for downloading and listening to this episode. I greatly appreciate it. I pray and hope that you are well wherever you are. So I came across this list called Great Stress Busters, and I want to share them with you. So number one, experience silence. The world is full of noise that we often don't realize how much stress it can cause us. Number two, leave the TV off for the evening. Find a quiet country road and take a walk or run. Number three, visit nature. Activities like walking through a meadow or hiking in a forest can help put life into perspective. If you can't escape urban life, bring nature to you by starting a garden. Number four, take a hot bath. Number five, don't procrastinate. It's too stressful. Whatever you want to do tomorrow, do it today. Whatever you want to do today, do it now. Number six, get a massage. A massage reduces muscle tension. A simple human touch can lower high blood pressure, heart rate, and other symptoms of stress. Number seven, try aromatherapy. Aromatherapy is the science of the effect of smell on our body and mind. Bake a cake, bake some cookies, bake an apple pie, or use relaxing scents like sage, lavender, or chamomile. Number eight, make new friends and keep the old. Strong bonds to others can be one of the best ways to get through life happy and unstressed. Number nine, volunteer. Helping others may help you deal more effectively with your problems. You will have a sense of control over your life. Number 10, share your life with an animal companion. Number 11, talk positive talk. The one person you listen to is you all day. And if those messages are negative, you can end up being stressed. Number 12, be flexible. Compromise. Some things are not worth doing perfectly. Number 13, relax your standards. The world will not end if you don't get your grasp mowed. It can wait. And number 14, make friends with non-worriers. Worrying may rub off. You know, as I read this list and just thinking through them, you know, I think this list is pretty fair. I mean, I agree with all of them. But I got to thinking, you know, while this world may suggest how to deal with stress, and this world's values and thinking and what have you, you know, it may offer some peace and safety, but it only grants a false sense of security, right? Listen, I'm not knocking any of these stress busters because, like I said, I think they're beneficial. Also, please keep in mind that I'm not a promoter of the power of positive thinking. Now, don't get me wrong. I do believe that we as Christians must be positive thinkers of wholesome and right things. And while positive thinking may have a proper place in one's life, we must never, ever substitute this world's ways of positive thinking over the Word of God, over prayer, over memorizing Scripture and speaking Scripture and reading Scripture. Does that make sense? Because, you know, this world's peace and safety and this world's solutions are temporal. They're fleeting. It won't last. And we have the best stress busters that this world didn't give us and this world cannot take away. It's the Holy Ghost. It's prayer. It's reading the Word of God. You know, if I'm stressed out, I'm going to talk to God about it. I'm going to get on my knees. I'm going to pray and talk to the Lord about my stress. You know, if I want to relax, you know, I'm going to read his word. I'm going to worship and praise him through prayer and getting into his presence, you know, and we have the Holy Ghost. We are filled with his Spirit. And peace and gentleness and contentment and joy is all, it's all found in the Holy Ghost. And we don't have to fall victim to fear or anxiety brought on by this world or other circumstances. We don't have to fall victim to discouragement or sadness or distress. We cannot allow this world and our circumstances to transform our thinking. Because it will. The stress of this world will transform our thinking. And it's this world's stress. It's trying every single waking moment to cause fear and anxiety upon us. But we must refuse this world's efforts. And we must have a transformed mind. We must focus on the things of God. Paul says in Philippians 4 and 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, whatsoever things of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. And he also says in verse 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Amen. And when we have the Holy Ghost, God's Spirit, Jesus Christ living in our hearts, being filled with His Spirit, we can have peace and joy. And with a transformed mind, we can say God has been too good to me. With a transformed mind, we can say that God will never leave me nor forsake me. And with a transformed mind, we can say, if God be for me, why should I be afraid of what man can do unto me? Who can be against me? God will never leave me nor forsake me. You know, Jesus can reverse worry. He can reverse anxiety. Jesus brings peace. He brings mental security. Jesus brings freedom from troubling and anxious thoughts. You know, Paul was optimistic and joyful despite the prison climate. So, you might ask, what can I do to obtain peace? How do I obtain peace, Charles? Well, I'll tell you. It's found in the Holy Ghost. Amen. When you obey Acts 2:38, when you repent of your sins and you're baptized in Jesus' name underwater and you're filled with His Spirit, man, you will have peace, joy. You'll have a transformed mind. You'll be an overcomer. You're an overcomer when you're filled with the Spirit. Despite problems, issues, circumstances, you are an overcomer. And this world, man, this world is getting more chaotic every single day. And it's going to get worse. But if we've been filled with the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, we have nothing to be afraid of. We are overcomers in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, I just wanted to read that list off to you and wanted to just share my heart and share my thoughts with you. Amen. Remember, Paul told the Philippians, don't be troubled in your mind. Paul said prayer and supplication or petitions with thanksgiving. Man, that's the best cure for anxiety and stress. When you pray with thanksgiving, you are giving everything that might cause fear or worry to Jesus Christ. Why should we worry? Why do we need to be stressed out? Amen. Until next time, be blessed and stay healthy.